Hello, Maynard here. Thank you for listening to my, well, it used to be tape. Thank you for listening to my collection of zeros and ones. Want to have a great retirement? AARP can show you how. Meet new people, learn new things, explore new places and more. Join us for your future and the future of every generation. Next on Cartoon Network, more of the Scooby-Doo Marathon. Hey, Scooby, save a Scooby snack for me. Design the perfect diamond engagement ring in just minutes. You'll have the rest of your life to design the perfect husband. Visit adiamondisforever.com. A sensual revolution. A bra that's there, but barely. Smooth, soft, unencumbered comfort. Discover it. Nothing feels better. Barely there. The Anaconda measures over 16 feet and weighs 180 pounds. Its mouth is like a clamp, and an animal struggling to get free only sets the grip tighter. At the same time it sets its bite, the anaconda loops its powerful claws around its victim and begins to squeeze. The process takes little more than a second, hardly enough time to react. She threw back the covers, scrambled from the bed and lunged toward the window, all in one motion. She raised a louver and peered through the blinds. A navy blue sedan was parked at the curb. Two suited men, one black, one white, were alighting. Turning back into the room, she looked the clock on the nightstand. She had set her alarm for 8:30. It was 8:25. So ends the story of the strange and evil experience of the Invisible Man. And if you would like to learn more, just go to a little inn near Port Stowe and talk to the landlord. The sign of the inn is an empty board save for a hat and boots, and the name is the title of this story. The landlord is a short and corpulent little man with a nose of cylindrical protrusion, wiry hair, and a sporadic rosiness of visage. Drink generously. Drink even more generously, and he will tell you generously of all the things that have happened within. What's the matter? St. Nicholas asked. Oh, St. Nicholas Herem said, we aren't important enough for such a big occasion. Last year, the archangel made heaven sparkle with gold and silver. And the year before, the heavenly choir made Christmas with harps and trumpets and hundreds of voices singing in a magnificent chorus. What could we possibly do that would be good enough?